Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show, the Warriors with you. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered USA Radio. General Washington said, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day. And it's about time to prepare for war. It's time. It's past due. Here's my latest commentary, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. It will be out this weekend. This is 1938. First, they came for the unvaccinated. This is the most important commentary I've ever written, probably the most controversial as well. It's time for alarm bells. It's time for me to play the part of Paul Revere. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. And they're coming first for unvaccinated Americans. This is 1938. I'm a Jew. I now understand just a little of what it felt to be a Jew in 1938. No, it's not the Holocaust. Nothing could ever be compared to the Holocaust. But 1938 was not the Holocaust. It was the pre-Holocaust. It was the days before the nightmare when the foundation was being laid to destroy the freedom, the free speech, the businesses, and the lives of millions of Jews. Everything happening today to the American people, to the U.S. Constitution, to freedom, and in particular to unvaccinated Americans, reminds me of 1938. This is only the beginning. It gets much worse from here. First, the papers. Vaccine mandates and vaccine passports are just like 1938 when the Gestapo demanded papers from every German. Republicans asked for papers from illegal aliens who had broken into our country, otherwise known as criminals. And Democrats said, no, that's racism. Republicans ask for papers once every 2 years for federal elections to prove you have a right to vote. Democrats said, no, that's racism. Now Democrats want American citizens, not illegal aliens, not criminals, but patriots born in this country to produce papers 24-7. We'll need papers sent to restaurants, bars, nightclubs, concerts, casinos, conventions, hotels, to board a train, a plane, a bus. We'll need papers to enter a supermarket, or we'll starve to death, all for the crime of being unvaccinated against, wait for it, the flu. All for the crime of being unwilling to inject an untested, rush-to-production, experimental, for emergency use only shot into our bodies. What happened to the war cry of Democrats? My body, my choice. It only applies to murdering babies, but it doesn't apply to dangerous experimental shots that we don't want injected into our bodies? Weren't Jews injected with experimental drugs by the depraved Nazi government? Wasn't that a key part of the Nuremberg trials? That no government could ever again inject experimental shots into the bodies of unwilling citizens? Isn't that a basic human right? By the way, this isn't about vaccines. If you want the vaccine, take it. I'd never stop you. I'd never limit your freedom, your choice. This is about vaccine mandates, forcibly injecting Americans who don't want it. That's 1938. But there's much more in common with 1938. Mask mandates. If you're scared, wear them. I'm not scared. I don't want to wear them. Mandates are about forcing individuals to lose their freedom, choice, individuality, and human rights. That's 1938. Lockdowns are a match with the Warsaw Ghetto. Lockdowns are a match with the Warsaw Ghetto. Jews were locked down. Jews couldn't work. Jews couldn't travel. Jewish businesses were labeled non-essential. They were taken away. If government could force us to close our businesses, to kill our jobs, to decide who can work, to decide who is essential, then this is 1938. restaurants, bars, concerts, supermarkets, planes, and trains. They keep their jobs. The rest of us are marked as subhuman for life. That's the star. That's 1938. Media and social media as the PR wing of the government. That's called propaganda. Remind you of 1938? Back then, the Jews' books were burned. Today, it's conservatives, patriots, and specifically the unvaccinated. We are silenced. Our facts are labeled misleading. Only the facts that agree with big government's agenda count. That's 1938. Door-to-door intimidation and making lists of those who disagree with government knows best. Trust me, that army of door-to-door vaccine brainwashers will soon be turned into a Gestapo of gun grabbers. 1938 was the year Nazis banned Jews from owning guns. They took them door-to-door. That's 1938. Only days ago, a former Obama Homeland Security official said the unvaccinated should go on no-fly list. That's exactly how Nazis attacked the Jews and others who disagreed with their agenda. It was always lists. Lists to be disappeared in the middle of the night. Lists of those to be sent to re-education camps. Lists of those to be sent to concentration camps. Lists of enemies of the state. It's happening again. Maybe this time you'll only lose your job or free speech. This is again 1938. It's all disgusting and disgraceful. But I'm warning you, this is just the start. It's all going downhill from here, fast. This is the end of America. This is 1938. Unless we stop it now, unless we take a stand now, unless we draw a line in the sand now. First, they came for the unvaccinated. Trust me, next, they're coming for you. My commentary that's coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday through Creator Syndicate, this is 1938. First, they came for the unvaccinated. Let me tell you something. It'll be very controversial, and all the liberal Jews and all the liberal Jewish politicians and all the liberal Jewish organizations will all claim that it's, you know, somehow anti-Jewish. It's disgusting. It's trying to compare today to the Holocaust. I handled that. I answered that. First of all, I am a Jew. They can't play that game with me. And second of all, I said nothing could be compared to the Holocaust. I'm comparing it to 1938, which was pre-Holocaust, which laid the groundwork, laid the foundation for what was to come, the most horrible time in the history of the world. That's what's happening now. It's the foundation of what's to come. And no sooner I write that, Quebec becomes the first Canadian province to introduce vaccine passports. You don't think there's going to be a Jewish ghetto, huh? Except this time it's an unvaccinated ghetto. Unvaccinated people are going to not be allowed to move, to buy, to live. Their kids won't be allowed to go to school. They won't be allowed to shop in supermarkets. They can't go to sporting events. They can't go to entertainment. They can't go to concerts. They can't go to Broadway. They can't go to casinos. It's all coming. Dr. Drew says vaccine passports are the new form of segregation for black communities, pointing out the majority of black people in the United States have not yet had a COVID vaccine. So Dr. Drew asserted the vaccine passports, which ban the unvaccinated from bars and restaurants, are a new form of segregation. Well, Dr. Drew, I have news for you. It's true that blacks are not vaccinated in large numbers, but it's also true that millions and millions of conservative patriots are not vaccinated in large numbers. So this isn't about black people. It's about everyone. We're all the new Jews of 1938. We're all the new Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto. The Biden administration today mandates coronavirus vaccines for White House visitors and journalists. Can you imagine with Trump as president? I was invited to the White House many times. I went four times. I couldn't even walk in the White House today. Can you imagine a journalist can't ask a question of the president if he or she is not vaccinated? See, our rights are being taken away. You're not a human being anymore. You've been dehumanized. You've been demonized. And it's crazy how bad it's gotten. Here, the Biden administration says they have no concern over the emotional, academic, and psychological effects of forcing kids to wear masks. Can you imagine? On Friday, Biden spokesman Jen Psaki said the administration is not taking into account the emotional, academic, and psychological effects of forcing children to wear masks at school. Amazing. Eventbrite suppresses a Michigan movie night because they say evidence of voter fraud is harmful misinformation. I'll dig into all these stories in detail when we get back from this first break of the show coming up in, Chris, what, about a minute, minute and a half? All right? I'll get into these details more, but it's all part of the same story. It's all part of the web that you see building in front of you. Truth is a lie. Lie is the truth. The earth isn't round. It's square. White is black. Black is white. Everything is the opposite of the truth. The real truth doesn't matter anymore if the government doesn't like it. And if the government doesn't like it, the media doesn't like it, and the social media doesn't like it, and the teachers' union doesn't like it, and the court system doesn't like it, and the lawyers don't like it, and the judges don't like it, and Hollywood doesn't like it, and the list goes on and on. They're all in bed together, and they're all bought off by the Chinese Communist government. A major whistleblower says if you are under the age of 30, you are more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID. Exactly the point I'm trying to make. These are the facts. They don't want you to know. They're labeled as misleading. They'll claim it's a lie. There's not a reason in the world for anyone under 30 to take the vaccine. There's a better chance you'll die from the vaccine than you will die from COVID. Here's the story of a mother of a conservative activist who died at the age of 27 right after getting the vaccine. It's happening all across America. But that's suppressed. That's blacked out. That you're not allowed to talk about. Here's a Kansas congresswoman who contracts COVID despite being vaccinated. It's happening every day in every corner of the world. The vaccine doesn't work and it's dangerous. But we can't say that.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen.
VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my new book. My new book that's coming out. It should actually be at Amazon by early next week, so check in at Amazon, you know, over the next few days. It's called the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And really, it's just a resource book. It's a resource book, literally, of all the great corporations in America. And I mean great size-wise. I don't mean that they're great, because they're not great. But the great big corporations in America that hate conservatives and treat conservatives like crap and literally pee in our face and tell us it's raining and couldn't care less that we're such great customers of theirs. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, it's the priceless list of all these companies for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80 million plus Trump warriors to cancel culture and save America. And It's just a listing of the CEO, the chairman of the board, and where you can send emails and make phone calls and send physical mail to tell them that we're gonna just destroy them. We're gonna just bring them to their knees in pain because they decided they don't care about conservatives, which make up at least 50% of their customers. If they lose 50%, they're out of business. But I think generally, because we're the people with all the money. Not that we're rich. We're the middle class. That's where all the money is. So we're the people that spend most of the money, not 50%. In most cases, we spend 60% or more. And liberals on the other side spend 40%. You know, they're all on welfare and food stamps. What do you think? They can keep up with the spending of the great American middle class and all the small business owners? And the upper middle class, doctors, lawyers, small business owners, architects, professionals, stockbrokers, accountants, mortgage brokers, real estate brokers. People like that make $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $500,000 a year. There's millions of them. You think that poor people on welfare that vote Democrat keep up with us? So if we ever stop buying for them, if we picked out these 100 companies, stop buying for them, they all go bankrupt. I found them all for you. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Go check it out. Should be listed at Amazon for pre-sale because it comes out on the 16th of September, but it should be listed for pre-sale sometime early next week. Some letters I've gotten in the last few minutes. So we were talking about landlords and how they could save their houses, and Shan responded. He's a fan of the show, and he said, I'm a mortgage underwriter. I've been in this industry for 35 years. When COVID rules came in to give renters a break, all the agencies, government agencies, basically instituted forbearance plans for mortgage holders almost overnight. All the landlord has to do is ask for it. They're placed in the program, and no payments are expected. No lates were reported to the credit bureaus, and you don't even have to qualify for it. They cannot refinance well in forbearance, and eventually needs to be paid back. It's added to the back of your mortgage. But this reduces the amount of foreclosures, which is what caused the perfect storm back in 2008. It's my opinion, Shan says, that had the bankers acted quickly back in 2008 when the industry income base went overseas, they may have avoided the perfect storm of mass foreclosures and short sales. So evidently, I didn't know any of this. I'm not a landlord. I didn't realize that banks acted quickly and the mortgage holders, the landlords, are allowed to just ask for it. My tenants aren't paying, and I can't pay. Put it on the back of the mortgage. And they do it. They place you in the program. No payments expected. No late fees reported. And you don't even have to qualify for it. No late fees reported to the credit bureaus. So landlords are not in that bad shape. If only someone would tell them about this. Shan, you just educated people. I think that's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Another email from a fan, Tom. Wayne, I just learned this morning that a neighbor and close friend died overnight of internal hemorrhage. She recently received her second vaccine shot at the recommendation of her friend, the nurse. There was no warning or any symptoms, and the timing cannot be ignored. It's happening all across America. Stop telling me that if you got the vaccine, COVID will be milder and it won't be as extreme. You're going to die from the vaccine. That's a possibility, but you couldn't die from the vaccine if you didn't get the vaccine. No one's telling those stories about all the people that say, oh, I wish my father hadn't gotten the vaccine. I wish my mother hadn't gotten the vaccine. I wish I'd given it to my 12-year-old son who now has heart inflammation. Those stories are never in the corrupt propaganda bought and paid for media that's owned by the Biden administration, the DNC, and the Chinese Communist Party. You know? So here's another one. This one is from Emily. I want to tell you, Wayne, that you are America's voice. Thank you for what you do. I will miss my Wayne Root fix next week, but enjoy your vacation. Thank you, Emily. I'm away next week. We'll have Best of Wayne, and we'll have Lee Elsie in, who's fantastic. And I'll be back the following Monday. I'll be back for you. Wayne Root, we'll be right back.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Thousands of U.S. troops are headed to Kabul to evacuate Americans and Afghan translators from the embassy as Taliban forces now control about half of Afghanistan's territories. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Friday saying Afghan leaders still have a chance to fight back.
This is a moment for the Afghans to unite, the leadership. And in the military, no outcome has to be inevitable here.
He says the U.S. is closely watching the situation on the ground. A group of moderate Democrats is threatening to not support the $3.5 trillion Democratic budget bill unless House Speaker Nancy Pelosi brings a $1 trillion infrastructure package to a vote first. This as a group of progressive lawmakers say they won't vote for the infrastructure package until the budget bill is passed first. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the Warriors with you, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coast to coast. Only show of its kind, no script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not ass kisser, American made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old US of A. And you can only fight a congressman like Congressman Matt Gaetz right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show, representing Florida's 1st Congressional District. A great conservative, Matt. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Good to be on with a fellow warrior, my man.
Oh, I'm fighting them all day long, and they think they're beating me, and I'm just kicking their ass, believe me. So let's talk about the persecution you have faced, the kind of media attacks that very few people know. I know, because I've had them over the years. You know, President Trump knows, but very few people have ever faced the kind of incredible persecution that you have. Tell us what's going on in your life. How are you handling everything?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Honored to represent my constituents, but certainly it is a bizarre turn of events to have a former Department of Justice official like try to extort me based on a pile of lies repeated endlessly by the likes of CNN. And I'm just grateful that in my case, you know, Project Veritas got some pretty exculpatory evidence that a CNN director was admitting that their network was propagandizing my life. Because
of
I'm effective. Because I get in the way of the Democrat agenda. And the thing is, we all spend our time in the barrel. This day in politics, it kind of goes with the territory. The stuff they're saying about me is pretty grisly and pretty false. But it's something that kind of time always tells. You know, in my circumstance, to be 4 months past the New York Times trying to smear me, and not a single person has directly accused me of any misconduct, any mistreatment of anyone. But that doesn't stop the America Last media from telling the lies. So, hey, that's why I didn't do what a lot of other politicians do. A lot of folks, you know, they run, they hide. But I saw President Trump fight when they told lies about him. I saw Jim Jordan fight when they told lies about him. When they tried to prosecute Devin Nunes' staff and get him thrown out of Congress and the Ethics Committee because he blew the whistle on the Russia hoax, I saw the way he fought back. So it's a different movement now. This isn't yesterday's Republican Party. It's not the Mitt Romney Republican Party. It's not the Bush Republican Party. Donald Trump made us a movement of fighters and warriors. And you know what? It's the very folks you talk to on your show. The working people of this country who do not want to see America suffer managed decline. And that's what we see under Biden. He's clearly in decline, and he wants to bring America into decline. And you know, they come for the fighters, my man. They've come for you. They'll probably keep coming for you because more and more people like listening to this show and like hearing that good old-fashioned populism that Democrats used to embrace but now seems to be more and more indicative of taking the red pill.
Well, you know, they're trying to turn America, clearly, Matt. They're trying to turn America. We're talking to Congressman Matt Gaetz, one of the best conservative congressmen in this great country, representing Florida's 1st Congressional District. They're trying to turn America into a Mexico or a Haiti or a Zimbabwe or a Venezuela or a Cuba, a socialist nation, but B, a place where almost everybody's equally poor. They think that's fair. Equally poor, but then there's this slight amount of rich people at the very top who are tied in with government. They're crony capitalists. They get the government contracts. They get rich. Everybody else is no longer middle class. You're poor and you live under the thumb of a socialist dictator. That's what the Democrat Party's looking. They want to destroy the greatest capitalist country in world history that's lifted up more people, more white people, more black people, more Hispanic people, more Jews, more Christians, more Muslims. No matter what you are in this country, Matt, you get lifted up if you're willing to work for it and get educated. And they don't like that. It's amazing. AOC and her kind hate that. They don't want mobility and opportunity. They want static poverty and just them and their powerful friends at the top who are connected making all the money.
And they want everyone else reliant on the government, which is what this whole little performance on the rent moratorium was all about. You see, they want a class of serfs in America that are reliant on these autocratic, undemocratic entities like the Center for Disease Control. I mean, did you ever think we'd live in a day where the Center for Disease Control was making policy regarding payment of rent in the United States of America?
Incredible.
Who the hell elected the CDC? I mean, think about the times we're living in. But you know what? It's not really even about ideology to them. It's about power. And you talked about the elites, that their system would empower these globalist elites that don't really have a fidelity to our country. I mean, we used to have elites in America like the Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts and the Carnegies. And sure, they were monopolists at times and barons, but they were also patriots. There was also a sense of country that was embedded to our elites of yesteryear. I look at the, you know, kind of Bezos, Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, Tim Cook crowd that we have now running big tech. And if we're just going to go the way of the techocracy, then we're going to lose America. And that's why she's still worth fighting for. I mean, I'm still optimistic that there are more of us than there are of them. But that's why they have to do things to exercise the vast scope of government power against people through lockdowns. And frankly, it's why so many on the left are standing against prospective election integrity efforts. I mean, I think in every, you know, listen to this, Wayne. Would I blow the left just out of their mind if I proposed a bill that said you had to have a vaccine passport to vote? I mean, how would they react to that, right? Because they love the vaccine passport.
Well, look,
they don't think you should have to have an ID to vote.
Let me throw something in. Okay, I've been fighting for voter ID my whole life. I mean, I'm with you, man. I've been fighting my whole life, and I just wrote a column saying this is 1938, and they're coming for the unvaccinated first. And what I mentioned in that column is Republicans have always wanted, undocumented illegal aliens to show a quote-unquote papers to prove they belong in America. And Democrats said, no, that's racism, and they wanted papers to prove you're allowed to vote maybe once every 4 years for president, and the Democrats said, no, that's racist, you can't do it, no voter ID. But now Democrats want us to show papers, a vaccine passport, to walk in a restaurant, a bar, a nightclub, a hotel, a convention, anything you do for the rest of your life, a train, a plane, a bus. They won't let you rent a car without a vaccine passport. You're going to have to show your papers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over America. And they used to say showing it once a year for an election or once every 4 years is too much to put someone through. This is the biggest scam I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, and it is truly a mechanism to try to create institutions that are more reflective of the political left. Just take the military. The number one kitchen table issue in my district in Northwest Florida, where I got the highest concentration of active duty military, and we love our military families, is the mandatory vaccine that the Secretary of Defense is now saying that everybody has to have.
You know, terrible.
First they try to go and have this, like, this fake extremism stand down. Oh, the big problem in our military is white supremacy, supposedly. And then they come on the backs of that with vaccine mandates. It's almost like they're trying to drive anybody who thinks for themselves out of the military. And then what are we left with? Some, like, neo-Marxist fighting force that just cares about regime power and not individual thought and liberty and expression? That's not what America is.
Look, Matt, I care for every human that dies. I don't want anyone to die of the flu. I don't want anyone to die of COVID. But the reality is, you know, people die 40, 50,000 a year in automobile accidents, and we don't set the speed limit at 1 mile an hour on the highway, or nobody would ever get anywhere, and no work would ever get done, and no goods would ever get delivered to market, and America would be destroyed, and the economy would be destroyed. You don't give in because 40,000 people a year die in car accidents and say, let's just all drive 1 mile an hour. That's how I feel about COVID. Are people dying? Yes. Is it terrible? Yes. Does it mean we should lock down and destroy the economy? No. Does it help grandma or grandpa who are dying of COVID if their 20-year-old son who has zero chance of dying of COVID is now locked in his house, unable to go to school, and his father and mother aren't able to go to work, and they're going to lose their house? Does that help grandma and grandpa? I've never understood vaccine mandates, mask mandates, lockdowns. All of it's a bunch of BS. It's a bad, nasty flu. It's highly contagious. It's terrible that anybody dies. I'm sad for their deaths. But all of this is just a distraction away from a communist, socialist, Marxist takeover of the United States of America. That's my gut instinct.
Well, here's my question for you. How long do you think our society is going to pay for these mask mandates? Because I think about these like kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, who aren't seeing facial expressions as frequently,
right,
who aren't
right,
getting that sense of compassion and empathy. And I'm worried we're raising a generation of sociopaths. I mean,
right,
that would be on the extreme bad
or
end.
Suicide.
But,
how about suicide?
I don't really know. Oh, my gosh. I mean, 10, 20 years from now, do you think that we're still going to be paying for these decisions? Because I do.
Yes, I agree. No, I think these kids, let's forget about the fact that many will commit suicide now or years from now. I think all of them will live scared for the rest of their lives. I'm a bold, confident guy. You're a bold, confident guy. These kids that have been masked and vaccinated and told they could kill their grandma, they're going to be scared of their own shadow for the rest of their lives, and it's not going to be the America that you and I knew. Hey, Congressman Gates, we got to run. Fabulous having you on. I wish you'd come on more often. Let's get you more often, because I'm a big fan, and I'm always fighting for you, buddy. Always celebrating you. Congressman Matt Gaetz, have a great weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
All right. Wayne Alaruth, the Warrior. When we come back, I have much more to say about vaccine passports and about mask mandates and about lockdowns. They're all part of the Democrat plan to destroy this country called Cloward Piven that I learned at Columbia University 35 years ago. This is how you destroy a nation, along with open borders. Who's letting in all these people with COVID and then complaining about COVID? I'm Wayne Alaruth, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on, and you know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Just want to let you know I will be off. I'm leaving on a vacation tomorrow, Saturday. And then I'll be gone Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back on the following Sunday. So I'm back on Monday, the 16th of August. I'm just missing 5 days. I'm missing next week. Missing 1 week. But I know it's tough for me to miss you and you to miss me. At least I hope it's tough for you to miss me. It's tough for me to miss you. I know that. Chris O'Sullivan says he's already drinking. I don't know if that's to celebrate or drinking because you're so depressed at not being with me for a week. I don't know which one it is. Yeah, all right. So, a week off, much deserved, but Lee Elsie will be in for 3 of those days and Best of Wayne for 2 of those days. So you can still tune in and hear me 2 of those 5 days, and you can still tune in and hear Lee Elsie, who's fabulous those 3 days. I purposely pick him to be my backup out of all the hosts in the United States of America. Great guy, and I know Lee is always a wonderful, wonderful guy as a guest host to keep you all entertained and empowered. So I'm off for just 1 week, and if something big breaks, I will certainly call in to Lee's show, my show, which is Lee's show next week, and I will certainly be on as a guest on my own show to talk about it anytime something big breaks. So you know my vacations are always working vacations, but I'm going to try and get in a little bit of relaxation, try and get in a little bit of entertainment. My 4 kids flying in from all over the United States. Everyone's going to be with me. My beautiful fiance Cindy and my 4 kids rented a beautiful house, and we're going to have a wonderful time. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Want to make sure you know you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and during the vacation, I'm glad to read your emails. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You empower me. You definitely educate me. So many of my stories and columns and things I talk about on the radio and my national newspaper columns, all of them are empowered by you and the things you write me. You are very, 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 very smart people. Don't let any liberal intellectual scumbags ever convince you otherwise. My audience is the smartest audience in the world, and you give me all my great ideas, so thank you. It's going to be September before you know it. I've got 8 speeches all over Las Vegas in September. Lots of big things happening. So you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, my website is rootforamerica.com. And in the next couple days, you're going to see my latest video and my latest commentary both up at rootforamerica.com before you'll see it anywhere else. And you can also check out all my views at Getter, is now probably my favorite social media site, G-E-T-T-R, G-E-T-T-R, at Wayne Root. And I hope all of you have a fantastic week while I'm gone. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty CBD. It's not easy to find quality CBD, but this is the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. I've never been high in my life. I've never smoked pot in my life. I never will. But CBD is 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. CBD is real mainstream and it works. And for my listeners only, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product forever if you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Alaroot. WAR15, W-A-R-15. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. I'm laughing because I'm on a Google, you know, a Google alert list. Anytime my name is mentioned in the media, they send it to me. And in the last few days, there's 20 different newspaper and magazine articles where they're talking about Donald Trump's lawsuit against big tech censorship. And all of them mention and include 65,000 Americans revealing how they were censored. But the important ones are celebrities, author Dr. Naomi Wolf, and conservative radio broadcaster Wayne Alan Root. And all of them mention me as the big, you know, kind of lead plaintiff that they just added to the lawsuit. And you'd think if they all mentioned you in 20 articles around the country, somebody, when they were writing the article, would call and ask for a quote, right? Never. Not one of them ever called me to ask for a quote. Why did you join? What happened to you? What's your story? Why are you mad at big tech? Isn't that telling? Isn't that just tell you right there? The media will mention me, but they will never, ever, ever call me for a quote because they don't want to give me any exposure because they know how good I am and they know anything I say will win over millions of new fans and they don't want it. Same thing when I brought up that Trump should run for Congress, win big, and then become the Speaker of the House and take on Biden and impeach him. It was in every newspaper and on every newsman's lips in the United States of America for 2 months. Every single one of them said, Wayne Root's idea. But not one of them ever called and asked for a quote. Not one of them asked what I thought about the whole thing. Not one of them asked, how did you come up with the idea? Why do you think it's a good idea? Nothing. Just like 2 years ago when I said Trump is like the greatest president in the history of the world for Jews and the Jewish people in Israel. And it made news stories all over the world. And they were talking about me on the front lawn of the White House. Wayne Alaroot said about the president. And Trump retweeted what I said. And the whole liberal world was upset. And they all mentioned Wayne Alaroot's the guy who said it. But nobody ever called for an interview. They're scared to death to give me any air, any oxygen. They don't want anyone to hear what I say, because what I say is always the best argument in the country for conservatism, for American patriotism, for American populism, for American exceptionalism, for capitalism. And they're scared to death to let someone who's good in the debate who could destroy them every time get their voice out. I'm headed for vacation tomorrow. I'll be gone for the week. I'll be back on Monday, the 16th of August. I'll miss you. I'll call into the show if anything big happens. You can email me from now to then. Anytime you want, WayneRoot@gmail.com. God bless. Be healthy. See you in a week.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.